clouds were there just as before, now black against the vivid deep pinks of the western sky. The giant peak to the left of the group was just as I remembered. The low islands too, this time merging with the evening clouds. And in the middle of them all, its summit seemingly lipped with a curious orange fire, rose the pyramid shape of the one active remnant part of the great disaster. As I looked through my glasses, so I could clearly see that the orange was indeed fire, and that from it rose smoke just as before, only this time a tumble of black billows that towered straight up into the windless late evening sky. But there was one obvious difference. The pyramid, which I now knew to be locally called Anak, which is the Malay word for the child of what had once existed there before the great eruption, seemed this time somehow bigger, sturdier, much taller than I had remembered. I blinked hard, looked again. I measured it as best I could against the big peak to the left, trying to recall where the smaller mountain had stood in relation to that cliff wall. It was higher up now, surely. Yes, there was no doubt. Memory does play tricks in situations like this, to be sure. But as I stared long and hard, I became ever more certain. The volcano, the child of Krakatoa, had grown very much larger during the 25 years that I'd been away. When I got back to the maps, I checked, and I could see in short order that the modern surveys all agreed.